The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. Now, I said I was going to visit the NFL this week. This is not a sports talk radio show, although I do enjoy sports talk radio. I am a former athlete, missing my days on the court. And all of that, great exercise, great way to keep your body in shape and what have you. So I'm not one of those people. I'm not going to come up here and pretend like I don't partake in sports. My little grandson, the one that's old enough to participate in organized sports, is playing baseball right now. Did talk his mother out of letting him play football because of the CTE studies that have come out. And all the stories surrounding that. So, no, they make more money playing basketball and baseball if they can make it to that. Of course, you never want that to be your plan A, B, and C. All right? No, you may not make it to professional sports. Very few people actually do. But sports, I'm not going to act like it doesn't have its value. I mean, when you look at ancient cultures, sports is a way for warriors to train and stay in shape using non-lethal combat or competition. So I'm not one of those people going to act like sports is a waste of time and all that. We could be doing better things with our time and all that. Well, you know, sports is how warriors train. You know, people who have some athletic ability usually participate in sports, and even those who don't. So, again, it's a great way to stay in shape and also, strategy in your mind. So it's mind games also involved. So, but Colin Kaepernick, he's the reason that I've been talking about the NFL. Of course, the NFL blackout is being proposed. That's being organized mainly by black clergy in the country. And they're saying, don't watch. The first games are supposed to air on this Sunday. This Sunday, I think, what's this Sunday? September the 10th, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see. Yeah, September the 10th. And they're saying, blackout. Blackout that TV. Don't watch it on TV. Don't go to NFL.com if you got that NFL app. And just totally black it out to send a message. To send a message that you don't think that it is just for a man to be kept out of a job simply because of his social political stances. And this is, Colin Kaepernick isn't the first one this has happened to. He isn't the first athlete to stand up and get blackballed. So when I hear people say, you know, they act like they don't understand the importance of people like in the public eye with platforms like Colin Kaepernick standing up for justice and calling out injustice, as he did, pointing out all of the unwarranted violence that was being perpetrated against certain classes of people in this country, and the killers getting away with it. And also just pointing out that the foundation of this country is one based on slavery and racism, and pointing out to people, like we do as much as we can on this network, primarily New Abolitionist Radio, tune in tonight at 8:00 p.m. Eastern time, that the role of police, it isn't a matter of good police or bad police. It's the institution that they are upholding. It's the laws that they are enforcing, like slavery. And in this 21st century, we know that slavery is by way of the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which never abolished slavery. And Colin Kaepernick, on his personal Twitter account, has tweeted out slave catcher badges, and people act like they don't understand the connection. Oh, how dare he compare? Well, that's their professional ancestors. If you did any kind of deep study of real U.S. history, and I mean, that's not even hidden. That's not even hidden history. It's just history that's not taught or is history that's not discussed, or is history that people would just rather ignore, like those people who are angry at Colin Kaepernick for bringing up these historical accuracies and how they relate to what's going on today. But again, Colin Kaepernick isn't the first to stand up against racism, against the mistreatment of people based on their religion, skin and skin color. No, he's not the first to do it. There's been other athletes to do it. Most famously, Muhammad Ali. And like, you know, last week I went after Jim Brown. I ain't going to say I went after Jim Brown, but I had some comments, some opinions to express on what Jim Brown had to say that was negative about Colin Kaepernick and talking about don't disrespect my flag or desecrate my flag. He act like Colin Kaepernick had a flag on the sidelines and was rubbing his jock area with the flag. The man simply took a knee. So let's stop exaggerating Jim Brown and take a sit down. But like I pointed out, Jim Brown must have forgotten in his old age how he participated in the conference, a press conference with black athletes, well known. They were in college at the time, most of them, who were showing public solidarity with Muhammad Ali's decision not to allow himself to be drafted and sent to the Vietnam War. And even if they made promises that, oh, you won't be have no rifle, you wouldn't be on the front lines, we're not going to send you out there in the bush to go kill these little non-white people called Vietnamese. And no, all you could do is just do boxing exhibition and go around and entertain the troops. And we can use you as a recruiting symbol. See, people say symbols aren't important, but they are. And Muhammad Ali wasn't having it. And Jim Brown and at least six or seven others thought it was important enough that they had a press conference. And this is many of them before they were even drafted by the NFL. And they stood in solidarity with Muhammad Ali. So, again, let's look at this in a historical context. This has happened before. All Colin Kaepernick is in this situation is an agent, an agitator for change. We need agitation. Like Frederick Douglass said, the powers that be concede nothing without the people putting a demand on it. And if it's just poor people, they are the only ones who are raising the issue, and people who enjoy higher statuses because of their economics, because of who they are, because of their skin color, they don't get involved in. We're going to keep seeing this repeated throughout U.S. history. If the U.S. is around for another 50 years, I don't know. But we've seen this before. We've seen other athletes and actors like Paul Robeson. He was an athlete, very good athlete, who was also into theater and became an actor. But he was active politically, and he just happened to subscribe to the principles of the Communist Party, which is his right as an American, right? Who says we got to be capitalists? Who says we have to be anything or subscribe? If this is a land of freedom, if we have freedom of speech, why are people being punished for their speech? And Paul Robeson was another person who was, actually, he was ran out the country, a black man forced to go live outside of the country he was born in, that he paid taxes into all his life, that said that he had a contract with him in the form of the U.S. Constitution. I don't know if Paul understood at the time the implications of the 13th Amendment, but still, this is what we're talking about today. This is what people are saying today, that it is wrong to single out and target people for taking principled stands or knees in this case. Nothing disrespectful about it. People need to stop acting like little children being offended over inanimate objects and man, give me a break. So the media, in light of the attention that the NFL blackout has been receiving, the media pretty much has been keeping Colin Kaepernick's story out there from different angles, all of it not favorable, especially if you're talking about Fox Sports 1 and Jason Whitlock, the proxy tool of racism, who I mean, I don't want to really go off on that guy or man, but we'll talk about him a little bit later. But so they've been asking all these people, like they asked Jim Brown. Later on, we'll look at this, what they asked Franco Harris, remember the Pittsburgh Steeler. He's known for the immaculate reception, lucky catch, which gave the Pittsburgh Steelers NFL championship. And, you know, we're going to put him in the camp with Jim Brown, and he needs to take a sit down or take a knee or whatever y'all need to do. But the media is asking all these players, former players, and current players, and I'm glad that they're asking this, because it's just, it's people are telling you who they are. If you're wondering why people don't stand up for certain issues or why they are coming out, I mean, look, you don't have to support what somebody is doing, even if what they're doing is just or whatnot, because you're a coward or you're afraid that you're going to lose your position that society has given you on the corporate plantation. So, but you don't have to say anything. You could just say, well, I don't know. Like Mr. Fuller recommends, ask a question with a question. If you're afraid to give a true answer because you're afraid that they may not like your answer and you don't want to suffer the repercussions. So a way to deflect that, Mr. Fuller did come up with some good recommendations, is to ask them questions. Hey, what do you think about Colin Kaepernick taking the knee? I don't know. What's he taking the knee for? Wow. That's what he's taking the knee for? What do you think? Do you agree with it? You flip the script on them. You ask them. You turn it around. That's good mental combat. But if you are not afraid of losing anything and suffering any repercussions, then just simply tell the truth about it. And so people are revealing themselves, like Jason Whitlock, like Jim Brown, like Franco Harris. And more recently,